Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Victory in Jesus, and then part four of Pastor Duck's message.
Some of you look like you licked the bottom of a churn this morning that's about 4 days old. That means you kind of look. You think, man, all the joy is gone. You think there's no reason to live. Let me tell you something today. My God's still alive. He's still on the throne. He's still an awesome God in all ways and in all things. And He'll work mighty in your life if you just let Him in. Amen. He's pounding at the door. Amen. Get a smile on your face. Rejoice in the Lord. The world may be in a bad shape, but I tell you, heaven's looking mighty good. Amen. And our Lord is in our presence, and He is to be magnified, glorified, and worshiped. Folks, you're never going to get a victory until you get a victory in worship. You've got to understand who our God is, what He will do, and He's the God of victory. Amen. I'm glad I'm living in victory every day. You know what? You can too today if you'll just let God move in and take over. We're going to go back and sing that chorus. Bradley, let me turn around and look at the camera, son. Amen. A pretty face like you. Bring him over here. Amen. Isn't that pretty? Look at that. A face only a mama could love. Amen. But anyway, praise the Lord. You're shouting the victory, aren't you? Amen. We're going to go back and sing that chorus one more time. I'm glad to have my sweetheart, my girlfriend, my wife. She's all of that. Up there in Buddha, I think she's been pounding on me since I've been on this platform. I might have to go to the hospital and get some surgery care done today. She better beat me up here. Amen. I will not fear, for Satan has no place in me and no power over me. Amen. Hallelujah. No fear of the past, because my sins are forgiven and forgotten. No fear of the present, for He is my rock of ages today, and He is my sure foundation. Amen. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. No fear for lack of strength, for that His arms are mighty to save, and His hand is able to deliver. Hallelujah! Glory to God. No fear of the future, because I know who holds my future. The second thing God says, I am thy shield, and exceeding, I like these words that God puts in there that just crowns us with His blessings. Exceeding great reward, amen. Paul said, for now unto Him is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works within us today. Amen. There's no limit on what God is and what God can do. There is no limit on our God of what He can do and who He is. There is no limit. Amen. He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. And today, when you have God, you have all that you need. When you've got God, He's always there. He never lets you down. He never falters and never fails. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. He is your shield and He is your exceeding great reward. For Abraham was childless and he was honest before God. And you caught that in the verse. And he understood that, you know, God knows every need in your life. Every desire, every burden, and God sees you for what you really are. You can make it look good on the outside, but God knows what's on the inside. Later in Genesis 21, God supernaturally provided a child by the name of Isaac, and He provided him to them in a season and a time when they were beyond childbearing years. I'm telling you today, God's a supernatural God. Amen. John 15:5, Jesus said, I am the vine, you the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. Supernatural fruit today that does not come by the natural means. You can try to work it up in yourself and it won't work. If it doesn't come from God, it's of no value. It takes the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost to change you. Did you hear that? You might be sitting here today and you've never been changed. Well, preacher, what do I need to change? You need to change your soul and your eternity is what you need to change. If you've never come to Christ, I'm going to be just blunt honest with you today. You're dying and you're going to hell. What can I do? That's why He died on the cross. To make a way for you. That if we will call on Him, He will forgive us of our sin. Are you saved today? I mean, honestly. If the trumpet sounded right now, if Jesus appeared and called us out, would you go? Preacher, I don't know. Kind of got my hands in my pockets and got my fingers crossed. I'm kind of hoping maybe. Still won't get you there. God commended
His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He is offering salvation for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. I don't care what your past has been. I know a God who can blot it out. I don't know what you're in, but I know a God who can change it. And I know a God who will change your heart, your soul, your life, write your name in heaven, and redeem you with His blood. Thank God I would not take nothing for the salvation that God has birthed in my heart and my life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm glad I'm redeemed today. Amen. He'll change you. And you see that verse 5 challenged Abraham. God, as I told you a moment ago, He said, count the stars, Abraham. How many are there? He couldn't do it. It was too great a number. And God said, so shall thy seed be. Isn't that an amazing thing that God spoke? There's a difference between what you can understand and what God can do. It's not on your understanding. It's on your receiving of knowing that God can do all things. It's not important for you to understand, but it is important. Hear me. It's important that you believe. Amen. Because if you don't believe, then you've canceled out everything that God wants to do in your life. And here's this God who calls all things. And today He knows every need in your life. He knows every burden that's on your heart. He knows every need that's in your life. And He can lift those needs. And He can take those burdens and transform them into a blessing from God. Amen. See, He's the God who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But my name's not Abram or Abraham. But let me tell you what, God knows your name. And God knows your need. And God can turn it around. The same God who created the heavens and the earth is the same God that has His hand on your life today. But you've got to come to Him. And as I close today, you've got to go where God is leading. Because God has a plan for your life today. He wants to mightily use you for His kingdom. God is not through with you yet. And I think He proved that at Calvary. Amen. John 1:12 says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that will believe on His name. For He said, and we're going to be shouting this, and we should be shouting it now. We don't have to wait until Easter Sunday to shout when Jesus said, it is finished. Hallelujah. I shout it every day. It is finished today. When we receive the victory in Jesus' name, you know what? Today you can live in the victory that He's got designed for you. He's got a victory for you today. The time has come, and I believe it's time for God to move on our hearts and our lives. He wants to get us out of where we are in the pews and in the places of life and the complacency that we are in. And He wants to get us to the place where He's at. That means you're going to have to sacrifice. That means you're going to have to come to the Lord. That means you're going to have to cry out to Him. And that means you're going to have to believe. Amen. You can call upon His majestic name, and then you can watch God do and perform the impossible in your life, because that's what our God does, and that's what our God does awesomely. Amen. See, the nails couldn't hold Him. The cross could not finish Him. Death could not defeat Him. And the stone, it could not keep Him. Thank God He is risen today. And He is alive. And He is coming again. And I believe it's time the body of Christ get ready for the coming of the Lord. I believe it's time we start getting our lives right with God. I believe it's time we start putting our lives, our families, and our all on the altar of God. And Lord, trusting You that You will bring us through whatever we're in life. See today, if He helped Abram, He'll help you. If He blessed Abraham, He'll bless you. If He provided for Abraham, He'll provide for you. But He only does it when you are ready to pass through.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.